He should be acting.
Get things serious again.
Forget this Harvard nonsense. He should be acting.
When you think back on Wild America, was that a very different filming experience from all your projects before that? Because it seemed, I mean, it was a very different kind of movie than anything else you had done.
I felt like what we were, I mean, I was getting a little bit bigger and it was more like they were pushing me more as a star at that point. Yeah. Whereas up until that point, like Now and Then, I was, you know, just a supporting actor. And so that was when they were starting the big push and my head was, you know, getting a little bit and I was going to be a big star. And that's probably why I turned to a thespian over, you know, a child actor. And other than that, I had a great time on that show. It was, you know, Jonathan was amazing to work with. I remember we did school together and we had tons of great times.
Do you keep in touch with him at all?
Spoke to him recently, within the last year or so. But don't keep in touch with him enough as I should, I think. He's a great dude. Great dude.
You guys should get together and do something. Fans would go crazy for that.
We should totally do like a TV show or something. I don't know if he wants to ask him. I need to have like a serious 1 hour lunch sit and figure out what that guy wants to do. He should be acting.
Get things serious again.
Forget this Harvard nonsense. He should be acting.
This fall, Little Giants is 25 years old. Did you realize that?
No.
Isn't that weird to think about?
It's very old. I've been doing this a long time. Yeah, no, that's great. Hopefully the NFL will fly us out to the Giants Cowboys game. That would make the most sense, right?
100%. You guys are the reason that they're popular, obviously. When you were working on that, do you have any specific memories that stand out? Because that cast was also awesome. I mean, especially the adults that were in that show at that point were already such huge stars. So that's such a cool thing to think back on.
Yeah, I think that what I remember the most is being, I knew that I was different on that show. I was Canadian, so it came great. Like, I was like, hey guys, nice to see you. Hey, what are we eating for lunch today? You know, I was very Canadian. And I realized it because they would make fun of me. It's funny because they used to make fun of me because I ate salt and vinegar chips, and now it's huge down here. Like, it wasn't very big back then. And I just, all the movies I did as a kid, I don't think I have any bad memories. It's all like, it was like, it felt up until I would see just after Wild America, it always felt like camp. You know, I would go away for a couple of months to like a camp and it was like a good time. And there was a bunch of kids and we would all mess around. And it wasn't until after Wild America that I started being a serious thespian, you know, and things changed for me.
That bear suit just changed it all for you.
Oh, yes, it was a suit and tie thespian now. Different job.
What? I mean,
now it's camp again. Like, now I'm back to camp.
Now that you do work with, I mean, when it's working with other kids on set, do you kind of have that like flashback, like, oh, that was me a couple years ago?
Yeah, so I think that I found myself saying when I was a kid to the kids on set a lot. I felt like when I was doing set school, I used to do this. And that, like, I did that a lot. And I had to stop myself. But yeah, it's nice to see that they're doing the, you know, they're going through the same stuff and doing the same stuff. And, you know, the AD's running around because we got to get the kids out of here. They only have an hour left, you know, before we have to pull the plug. And yeah.
I would assume things are a little bit different now, though, on set than they were when you were on set. I mean, things are obviously with COVID, but even just how sets are completely different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the Wild West when I first started. My very first job, and I won't throw anybody under the bus, but I worked an 18-hour day the first job that I did for a commercial. I think the SWAT team would come in if there was a kid working an 18-hour day now. Like, SAG would be there, like stiff line. And, you know,
like a helicopter. There's
totally.
That's so funny.
It's different times.